آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر.
She has become the 27th Australian and 5th Australian woman to be inducted into the ICC Cricket Hall of Fame. Joining us today is the former Australian women's cricket team captain Lisa Stalica. Welcome to SBS Hindi.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us about the time you learned you were being inducted into the prestigious ICC Cricket Hall of Fame. What were you doing then and what was your first reaction?
Yeah, I actually got an email from the ICC CEO and started reading the email and basically said I was nominated and that I would be inducted in 2020. And a little bit of disbelief, to be honest. I felt like I'd only just retired from the game. And I also felt that there were plenty of other wonderful cricketers that probably should be inducted.
Lovely. And how did it feel, you know, to join such stalwarts?
It feels unbelievable, to be honest. A little bit unrealistic as well, because I hold all of those players in high regard. You know, a lot of the past female players that are inducted, they're mm-hmm. players that I looked up to and wanted to emulate. And then you look at the male inductees and the numbers that they've produced, and I just can't quite believe it that I'm part of that elite group of players now.
You've said many times before, you know, that your dad played a crucial role in becoming a cricketer, you becoming a cricketer. Take us through that journey. Tell us, how did you go on to play for Australia? I think a lot of young aspiring players would love to hear that.
I basically brought up here in Australia, the outdoors and being outdoors in this beautiful weather meant that I enjoyed playing sport. My father had always loved cricket, very passionate follower of the game, and we just started to play in the backyard. And took me to the SCG when I was a young girl, and you know, I loved the atmosphere of that and watching international cricket. And I inquired and said, "Dad, I'd like to play weekend cricket." And he said, "Well, boys play it. Mm-hmm. They're all boys." And I said, "Oh, are they? I hadn't even noticed." Mm. So he went down to the local club and inquired, and they said, "Look, she'll be the only girl within the team and the whole competition. If she's comfortable with that, then she's more than welcome." So I'm very lucky that I had parents that were very supportive of me in the 1980s to allow me to play what was then a male-dominated sport. But now I can safely say that cricket is really a sport for everyone.
Indeed, that in fact definitely is. And you have been a very vociferous voice for women's sports, from pay equality to representation. What more would you like to lend your voice to?
I'm pretty full at the moment. I don't have a lot of spare time. Certainly the things that I'm involved in, whether it be still within the game of cricket or whether it be through certain foundations or charities, they're things that certainly mean a lot to me. So I'm more than happy to put the time and effort. But, yeah, I'm starting to get pretty busy, and hopefully now that things are starting to come back to life, so to speak, with live sport, means I'll be back on the road commentating.
And what's your message to the young aspiring women cricketers?
Well, anyone really who aspires to do anything is if you're passionate about what you want to do and you believe in it, anything is possible. There will certainly be some roadblocks ahead, but it's how you find ways around that is the really defining moments. And what this life has taught me so far is that anything is possible if you believe hard enough.
Congratulations once again, and we hope to hear you soon again at the Indian Premier League. Thanks for joining us today.
No worries.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहाँ हम हैं।